for coming to our Las Vegas afternoon matinee. You know, it's a little weird to be playing this early, but you know why? Cause I'm a wild blues blaster from a sunburned California town. I got this loud Stratocaster that can blow Fitzgeralds down. You know that I been up on the mountain and I looked for the promised land, and I been to the ash grove and I shook lightning's hand. Now I'm leaving tonight, people, I'm down in Loving Bound.
An old flatlander from the great high plains, like wanderlust and wonder, West Texas wind blows through my veins. But it seemed like California was the place to be for a hippie country singer. Me. So I'm leaving tonight, I'm lover to Downey
on dreams and gasoline. Somehow still surviving on Advil, NyQuil, and nicotine. But every city and every heartbreak, every hopeful kiss, every road I've traveled has led me right to this. Now I'm leaving tonight, people, I'm down in Loving Bound.
Well, I took a lot of detours, cul-de-sacs and dead ends, but I've made a lot of music and I've made a lot of friends. I took a lot of turns, maybe some were not that good. If I had to do it over, well, I surely mostly would. I'd be right on this highway that's love up to Downey Bound.
Find what can be found.
And I've been an old flatlander, and I've been round and round and round.
You know, Jimmy, that someday this old highway's gonna come to an end.
But I know when it does, you're gonna be my friend.
So I'm leaving tonight, people, I'm down in Loving Bound.
But I'm leaving tonight, I'm loving to Downey Bound.
Mm-hmm.
leaving tonight. I'm lover to down eastbound.
Again, thank you all for coming out on football day. Go team of your favorite geographic location. That's Dave Alvin, by the way. I'm Jimmy Dale Gilmore. These are the guilty ones. Chris and Brad and Lisa. You will learn more about them as we go along. Thank you. in Texas on a Christmas night with a gun in his hand. Name of Elijah, he was young and handsome, a prince of the blues in a shark skin suit and alligator shoes. And he was flirting with the women who had come backstage, and he said, ladies want to see me play a wild little game. My big mama Gordon said, go sing your song, put that damn gun down before something goes wrong.
Big mama cried,
dear Lord, big mama said. He put a .22 pistol right up to his head. Then he smiled at the ladies. Now Johnny Ace is dead. Well, the band leader set his saxophone down and said, I think I better split before the cops come around. While the crowd in the theater slowly drifted away with their heads hung low, not sure of what to say. But Slick Don Roby, the record company man, with big diamond rings on both his hands, said, I want to send him back to Memphis in a refrigerated truck, because Johnny Ace gonna make me $1 million, yeah.
Big mama cried,
dear Lord, big mama said. He put a .22 pistol right up to his head. Then he smiled at the ladies. And now Johnny Ace is dead. I've been teaching Jimmy Dale how to do it, because they don't do those kind of shenanigans in the Flatlanders, but they will now. Watch. It feels a little like Jackie Wilson, doesn't it? All right, where were we? Oh, yeah. When Johnny's got back home to Memphis, Tennessee, everyone on Beale Street came out to see. You know, there were pimps. Think I don't know. I've been to Chicago before, man. And the Hustlers. Husbands. And wives. But it's cool, I'm open-minded. Whatever you got going on is fine with me. I'm not judgmental, you know. And there were women, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, women, young and old and young, all came to say farewell, Johnny Ace. Goodbye. And as the choir sang and the preachers prayed, 5,000 mourners marching to his grave. Well, there may be a heaven there, maybe a hell. No one knows for sure, but right now, Johnny Ace knows damn well.
Big Mama cried,
dear Lord, Big Mama said, put a 22 pistol right up to his head. Then he smiled at the ladies. And now Johnny Ace is dead. Jimmy Dale and I have known each other for 30-some years, but we had never played music together until last year when we went out and did some tours, just the two of us with acoustic guitars. And one thing that I realized about midway through the first song of the first show down there in Denton, Texas was, hey, we should make a record of this. So we did. It's called Downey to Lubbock, Lubbock to Downey, depending on which way you're driving. It's available back there from our dear friend Alyssa Archambault of Long Beach, California, and the North Shore of Oahu. And you should go over and talk to her. Not because we have LPs and CDs and T-shirts and tote bags and bandanners and buttons with Jimmy's picture and my picture. Perfect back-to-school gift for the kids. And we have Chris Miller's excellent CD with his orchestra, the Miller Sasser Group. We got all sorts of stuff back there, but don't go there for that. Go there because, and this is true, if you watched last year on PBS, there was a multi-part series called American Epic. Alyssa was in that because her great uncle, Joseph K. Cuckoo. Did I say it right? I get it right. Okay, I got it right. Joseph K. Cuckoo invented the steel guitar. So go talk to Alyssa about steel guitar. Maybe pick up a record or something, you know. Anyway, we'd like to do a couple songs from the new record right now. This one was written by our dear friend Steve Young, and it requires a story. And the best storyteller is right here, Mr. Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
Okay, so that first, as Dave said, we've been friends a very long time, pretty good friends, but for some reason we never did play music together until last year. And so when the idea came up, though, I thought, I'd love that. I've loved Dave's music for a very long time. And I figured we'd go. I'd do a song, and he'd do a song, and then I'd do a song, and he'd do a song. But almost immediately, I discovered that, you know, I did a lot of the old things that I used to do when I just played solo at the very beginning of my career. Nearly everything I did, Dave knew already, at least in some version, and it was amazing and wonderful. So we really quickly, over just a few nights, we discovered that we had a big repertoire together. And
But on that first night, one of the things that I pulled out, a song that I had sort of forgotten about, it's one of my favorite songs, and it was written by Steve Young, who is one of my heroes, one of the best songwriters. And we lost him a couple of years ago, but it's one regret that he didn't get to see this come about. Because one time, he had moved down to Austin, or he was hanging out a lot in Austin, and we started running around together at night. We'd sit around and play, and one night he said, "Jimmy, I have this song that I want you to sing, and I want you to record it." And I was like, I was flabbergasted. Wow, it's Steve Young. Once, golly. And I just played this song, but you know, I had told that story, and I noticed somewhere in it that Dave was kind of looking at me kind of funny. And oh wait, there's another part I forgot to tell you. Because I am who I am, I procrastinated, and then and now. But finally, I finally recorded that song 20 years later. But Steve went ahead himself and recorded the song. And so a few weeks after the night he showed me the song, I heard it on the radio, on KUT radio down at University of Texas. I called him the next morning and I said, "Steve, you did that song wrong." Because he didn't do it the way he showed it to me. He made it into a kind of a rocker, which it worked really well that way, because it's one of those songs that you could do all kinds of ways. But he had shown it to me as this like beautiful, haunting ballad, and as I said, I told this story. Well, I figured out there was a reason that Dave was looking at me kind of funny. So he told this part of the story.
So, 25 years or so ago, I was living in this place right on the border between two neighborhoods in Southern California. On one side of the street was an area known as Silver Lake, and the other side was an area known as Echo Park. This is all pre-gentrification and everything. And at that time, 25 years ago, Steve Young, who I admired immensely, he wrote such a great song. He wrote like a Lonesome Henry and Mean for Waylon Jennings. And he later wrote a beautiful transcendental thing called Seven Bridges Road that the Eagles and Dolly Parton and many, many, many people have recorded. So I had nothing but awe for Steve Young, and he was living in Echo Park, and he'd come over to my house and we'd sit around, we'd play guitars and go get tacos at 1 or 2 in the morning. Everything was great, right? So now, flash forward to 25 years later, Jimmy Dale and I at the first gig, we're sitting there on stage in Denton, Texas, and Jimmy starts playing this song, and I'm like, "Oh, wait, boy." Now flash backwards, 25 years before, one night Steve Young comes over to my house and says, "Dave, I wrote this song for you." And I'm sitting there, flash forward down to Denton, Texas, I'm sitting there and Steve had just passed away and Jimmy's singing this song, and I'm thinking, you know, Steve was a pretty mystical, spiritual, transcendental guy. He's apparently also a hustler. But then, like you, my friend, but then Jimmy put it all in perspective when he said,
"Yeah, I had to point out to Dave that Steve didn't tell me he wrote the song for me. He just said he wanted me to sing it. But he wrote it for Dave. So this year, Dave and I recorded it together, and I sang it." It's called Silver Lake. Thank you. looks like a holy city, babe, with the hills aglow. Looks like a holy city with the hills aglow. Oh, Silver Lake, it's worth more than gold. They got some Spanish angels, or they got a lot of soul. They got some Spanish angel, or they got a lot of soul. Oh, Silver Lake, it's worth more than gold. Say a prayer for me. Put a candle in the window so the jaded might see. Thank you, Rosemary, for saying a prayer for me. You know, a poor boy can still go down there, find a place to stay. Or at least out the sunset sometimes, find a place to rest his soul. Oh, Silver Lake, it's worth more than gold. Oh, Rosa Maria, say a prayer for me. Put a candle in the window so the jaded might see. Or saying a prayer for me. Looks like a holy city with the hills aglow. Looks like a holy city with the hills aglow. Oh, Silver Lake, it's worth more than gold. Oh, Silver Lake, it's worth more than gold.
You know, Jimmy Dale Gilmore has been around the world many, 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 many times. And in his journeys, his life journeys. He has heard many, many things from many, many people. He's heard just about everything a human could possibly hear. Until I got to tell, 2 months ago, I got to tell Jimmy Dale Gilmore something that no one has ever told him as in his entire life. It's true. I'll tell you, brother. We're in a diner in New Jersey, right? And I get a call on my mobile cellular device. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And then I got to turn to Jimmy Dale and say, Jimmy Dale, I'm going to tell you something you've never heard before in your life. Your new album that has artwork by John Langford and says right on the front of it, Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
It's our new
album. Well, it's our album, but it says Jimmy Dale Gilmore right on there. Your new album is number one on the Billboard Blues charts. That is something no one has ever said to Jimmy Dale Gilmore. I'm going to show you why. This is an old song from Memphis. This is a Memphis jug band song, and it goes like this.
Stealing. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Well, put your arms around me like a circle around the sun. I want you to love me, mama, like my Easy Rider done. You don't believe I love her, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm singing, look what a hole I'm in. I'm stealing. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. But I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
Play the blues. Sometimes I don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm singing, look what a hole I'm in. I'm stealing. Pretty mama, don't tell on me. Cause I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
To my same old used to be.
Yeah, I'm stealing.
Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
This next song is not on the new album, but it's an okay song.
It's on other albums.
That are available from Alyssa over there in the corner. She looks so lonely over there. You want us to come hang out with you right now? We could just hang out over there. Play later. Anyway, this song is one that... affectionately known among people that play music with me is the Napkin Song. And the thing about this song is it's one of three things. when I wrote it, I really wasn't planning ahead. So it's one of three things. It's either unfortunately late, or it's right on time, or if you're a bunch of world-weary yet optimistic souls like us that are on this stage, we are so fashionably early. She's waiting for me when I get home from work. Oh, but things just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and she cries in the dark and won't answer when I call her name. And on the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting fireworks below. And hey, baby, it's a 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's a 4th of July. It's a 4th of July. And I don't have the strength to go on the last side of town in a dark apartment. We gave up trying so long ago. And on the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting flowers below. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Now, whatever happened, I apologize. So dry your tears. Come on, walk outside. It's the 4th of July. We'll be right back. Thank you all very much. We're going to do some songs. By the way, we'll send that out to Bill Fitzgerald and the entire Fitzgerald's family. Because no matter where we are when we play that song, I'm thinking of this place. And they know why. This next song, we're doing a few from the new album right now. This first one is a old folk song from New Mexico that I wrote. There's an old story in New Mexico about the night Billy the Kid met Geronimo in a Lordsburg barroom. They spoke their mind, one hand on their pistols and cold blood in their eyes. Billy the Kid said to Geronimo, my mother died young and left me all alone. So I grew up wild, my gun my best friend. And I killed 21 men, and I'd kill them all again.
I've got no place to hide. The land of my birth I don't recognize. There's barbed wire and railroads and towns without end. My people are scattered like leaves in the wind.
Billy the Kid said, we're just the same. We're cursed and we're damned as they whisper our names. And we're hunted, we're hated, we're feared and reviled by every God-fearing man, woman, and child.
Said, no, we're not the same. For the harm that I've done, I feel great shame. But I fought for my family, my tribe, and my lands. Still, we'll pay the same price for the blood on our hands.
Sun rose and the coyotes cried, the Chiricahua and the outlaw said goodbye and rode across the desert their separate way. One prison bound and the other to his young grave.
One prison bound and the other to his young grave.
All right, here's another song from the new album. This one is another example of why it shot to number one on the Billboard Blues Charts. Yeah. Little Thing by the great Lloyd Price.
If I can get it right. If I can get it right. That's not right.
You know it can't be me, 'cause I gave you all of my money, honey, but you don't treat me right. You're like a ball in the morning, don't come home till late at night.
Jimmy had to go pray for a few minutes. Four times a day, man. He faces Lubbock. Well, we're kind of off the set list. So I should tell a story. Okay. We're going to try something. We're going to try something we have not done anywhere. It's just for you. New York City didn't get this. Minneapolis didn't get this. San Francisco didn't get this. This is just for the people at Fitzgerald's, because it's a special day. And we're going to try something because it's the birthday of a man who is known as the father of country music, but I consider him the father of white blues singers, which is the great Jimmy Rogers. I think he's both. But we have to stall for religious reasons. And there he is. Okay, we're going to try this. We've never done this. We didn't even rehearse this. We just thought of this backstage. This is either going to be really cool or get ready to take pictures of a train wreck, you know?
I have to explain to everybody, by the way, that I am actually by far the oldest member of this band.
And the most spiritual.
Nope, I'm the most corporeal at this moment.
I've been playing music professionally for almost 40 years, and in those 40 years, no one has ever said corporeal on stage before.
Yes!
Have you said that a lot on stage?
I don't think so.
Wow! All right, well.
That means stuck in my body. Like all of us, you know.
I think we should the rest of the show should just be vocabulary time with Jimmy Dale and Dave. Give us a word that we've never heard on stage.
We'll make up a meaning for it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're going to try this. We're going to try this. In Las Vegas, they would call this a medley. But like I said, we may call it a train wreck. But we'll give it a shot, so forgive any kind of, you know, stuff. Here's a couple of Jimmy Rogers songs on his birthday. Well, I'm going to California, where they sleep out every night. To California, where they sleep out every night. 'Cause you Georgia women, you know you don't treat me right. I got the California blues, and I'm sure gonna leave you here. I got the California blues, and I'm sure gonna leave you here. I may ride the blind, I ain't got no railroad fare.
All around the water tank, waiting for a train, 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman to give him a line of talk. He said, if you got money, well, I'll see that you don't walk. Well, I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. He said, get off, you railroad bum, and he slammed the boxcar door. Well, he put me off in Texas, the state I dearly love. The wide open space is all around me, the moon and stars above. Nobody seems to want me or to lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, going back to Dixieland. Well, my pocketbook is empty, and my heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train.
Happy birthday, Jimmy Rogers.
I have to tell you, too, I was named for Jimmy Rogers, which is why my name is spelled with an I-E instead of Y, which is the way everybody wants to spell it, including. But I have to get it right because, like, if they get it wrong at the airport, the computer doesn't like a Y going for an I-E. It wants it to be right. It's got to be like my driver's license. Anyway, that's a backstory to that. Jimmy Rogers. Happy birthday, Jimmy Rogers.
All right, well.
We didn't screw it up too bad, did we now? I like that. It went well. It was okay. Could have used horns. All right, as you Chicagoans know, and you Bermanites and you Oak Parkers, there's 1,000,000,000 ways of playing the blues. And there's 1,000 ways, as Jimmy Rogers just showed us. And there's 1,000 ways of writing blues songs. This is one of them. This is a song that I wrote about a river. Born by a river, but it was paved with cement. I was born by a river. But it was paved with cement. But you know, I'd stand in that dry river and dream that I was soaking wet. Something's gonna rain. Something's gonna pour. Something, that old dry river, you know it won't be dry anymore. But I played in the orange groves till they bulldozed all the trees. Yeah, I played in the orange groves till they bulldozed all the trees. But you know, I'd stand amongst the dead stumps and smell the blossom on the leaves. Something's gonna rain. Something's gonna pour. Someday all those dead trees, you know, they won't be dead anymore. Thank you. Well, I fell in love with a woman. But she did not fall for me. Fell in love with you, baby. But baby, 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 you never fell for me. I'm as dry as that old river, and I'm just as dead as those old trees. Gonna pour something that old dry river.
Lisa Pankratz on the drums. And all night long, in fact.
You know, if you pick up the current issue of Modern Drummer magazine, and this is true, pick up the current issue of Modern Drummer magazine, they have a wonderful, beautiful, hard-earned, well-deserved feature on Lisa Pankratz. She is truly a modern drummer. All right, we'd like to do another song from the new album right now, which is available back there from our good friend Alyssa. She's just sitting back there all alone, thinking about steel guitar. Oh, you got it? Okay, thanks. Anyway. Which one? This is a song that is both timeless and timely.
Love is but a song we sing. Fear's the way we die. You can make the mountain dream or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another. When the one that left us yet returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just what key unlocks them both? It's there at your command. Come on, people now. Each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, sister and brother, everybody get together, try to never see Dallas from a DC 9 at night. Well, Dallas is a jewel. Oh, yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful life. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9 at night?
Well, now Dallas is a woman who will walk on you when you're down. Yeah, but when you're up, she's the kind you wanna take around. You know what I mean? But Dallas ain't a woman who'll help you get your feet on the ground. Nah, cause Dallas is a woman who'll walk on you when you're down.
To Dallas with a bright light on my mind. But I came into Dallas with a dollar and a dime. To Dallas with a dollar and a eyes. A steel and concrete soul and a warm-hearted love disguise. A rich man who tends to believe his own lies. Yeah, Dallas is a rich man with a death wish in his eyes. I came into Dallas with a red light on my mind. But I came into Dallas with a dollar and a dime. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9 at night? Well, Dallas is a jewel. Oh, yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas is a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9 at night? Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9 at
good time. Go
thank you, everybody.
Geographic location choice. Adios.
Thank you all very much. Thank you for coming out to the early show. There's still time to make the buffet at the old Warsaw restaurant down the street. Or down the street that way. We were just backstage Googling corporeal. Just to make sure we had it right.
I might not have got it right. I just made it up, actually.
So because this is a special matinee performance, are you a one-song encore people, or are you a multi-song encore people? I know there's a couple of you out there going, just... Come on, album. So... Oh, there we go. Here, we're here in Chicagoland, so we should do a song written by a Chicago guy and performed by two Chicago guys. This is a song written by Sam Cooke. And originally recorded by Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls.
Leave me behind. Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love. with this guy.
All right. We did a Jimmy Rogers medley earlier, kind of up the spur of the moment, and backstage while we were looking up corporeal. I thought maybe we'd do a song that we never play live. And it's another song from the new album, and I don't know why we don't play it live, but maybe we're going to find out right now. This is a song written by one of my favorite California songwriters. This is a song written by the great, late John Stewart. Sitting there beside me, and I'm drunk out of my mind, merely from the fact that you are here. And I have not been known as the saint of San Joaquin, and I just as soon right now pull on over to the side of the road and show you what I mean. La da 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 da. More than anyone I've ever known. And I can't keep my eyes on the white line out before me, but your hand is on my collar and you whispered in my ear. And I used to run around with this gypsy girl named Shannon, the daughter of the devil. Is it strange that I should mention her to you? I haven't thought of her in years. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. You are your woman more than anyone I've ever known. Know you lie your woman.
you very much. You're getting stuff that other people don't get, Fitzgerald. Old Town School of Folk Music did not get a couple of these. And you can dance here. But you know what? We haven't done Jimmy. I'm going to say something that Jimmy's maybe heard before, but he hasn't heard it much, which is, Jimmy Dale, we've been playing all night, and you have not done a Butch Hancock song.
Yeah. And you know, I remember the first time I ever played in this room was with Butch, just the two of us. And it was a funny thing that year. The first snowstorm of the year in Chicago happened in February that year. And Butch and I were, the next day was our gig, our big wonderful gig at Fitzgerald's, you know. It's like, and what happened, basically the whole city was shut down, but all the people that worked here all came to the gig. So we had a show. And it was great, and every time I've ever been here since, it's been a while, but I've loved it every single time. And I'm really glad to be with these guys here. My mind got a mind of its own. Takes me out of walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out to party when I'd rather be alone. My mind's got a mind of its own. I've been doing things I thought I'd never do. I've been getting into trouble without ever meaning to. I know sooner settle down than I'm right back up again. I feel just like a leaf out in the wind. 'Cause my mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out parties when I'd rather be alone. My mind's got a mind of its own. I seem to forget half the things I start. I try to build a house and then I tear the place apart. I freeze myself in fire and I burn myself on ice. I can't count to one without thinking twice. 'Cause my mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out parties when I'd rather be alone. My mind's got a mind of its own. Tell myself to do the things I should, and then I get to thinking that them things ain't any good. I tell myself the truth, but I know I'm lying like a snake. You can't walk on water at the bottom of a lake. My mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out parties when I'd rather be alone. My mind's got a mind of its own.
Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Brad Portum on the bass and the harmony vocals. Chris Miller on the fancy and imaginative guitar work. Lisa Pankratz on harmony vocals and drums.
And Jack Connolly taking care of backstage.
And Alyssa over there in that lonely corner. That sad and lonely corner. Stop by. She knows a lot about steel guitars, trust me. Alright, you know what? This next song that you were talking about playing here the first time with Butch, I remember the first time I played here, and it was with a group of friends of mine from Springfield, Missouri called the Skeletons. And we had a ball. We played here a couple more times together, and then I stole Bobby Lloyd Hicks and Joe Terry away from the Skeletons, but I still remember that night very well. Now, two of the Skeletons have transmogrified into the other side, whatever awaits there. Lou Whitney and Bobby Lloyd Hicks, my beloved Bobby Lloyd Hicks. And then I was thinking before we went on, I have played here with just about everybody I deeply care about. Some of whom are gone now. I played here with Amy Farris of the Guilty Women. I played here with a lot of people that are still kicking. You know, I played here that night with Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Chris Smither, and Tom Russell. I played here with the goddamn Blasters. I played here with Guilty Men, Guilty Women, Guilty Ones, and Guilty is something, I'm sure. And the commonality of everyone that I played with over the years on this wonderful... Oh, and I played here with Chris Gaffney. What the hell was I thinking? Gaffney, right there. Right there. This stage for me has got all sorts of spirits. And the commonality between the spirits of this world and the spirits of the next world is that when we all played together, every time I played here, I played this song. And this is a song that... Well, it requires me to go into a deep, open tuning, which requires a story, which means there's only one guy who can tell a story. That's Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
All right. Okay. I've got a really good story. I have to tell a short story to start it, though. This is a true fact. So, one year when I was playing here after I got a record deal and all that stuff, you know, and I was with Chris Gage, and we were the headline that night, but Paul Sebar and the Milwaukeeans were also on the show with us. So we decided, well, we don't want to go on after them. So we went on first, And then uncharacteristically we stayed for the rest of the set and for their show, which was mind-boggling and beautiful. Well, at the time Chris knew that he was going to have to quit my band because he was going through family troubles at home, and he about halfway through the set we were standing at the back wall, and he pointed up here to Robbie Gerso, who was playing guitar, and Chris said, that's who you need to get to replace me. It's like he heard him play three songs and went, that's the guy. And so then he talked to Rob that night and said, would you be interested in playing with Jimmy? And he said, yeah, I would. He said, would you move to Austin? He said, yeah. And like 2 weeks later, he actually drove through a tornado to get to Austin. And then, there was a good enough excuse to tell that story. Now I'm going to tell the story he was talking about, which is, it's because Rob's the one that originally told me this story. It's about tuning. It's an important story about tuning. And I found that last night, I had thought that Rob got the story from his brother, but it turns out, He actually got this story from Les Paul's brother, who was there when this incident happened. Okay, the incident was, so they were playing, Andre Segovia and Les Paul were playing, making a presentation at campuses, I guess, and they, They're at a college, after their show, one of the students said, "Mr. Paul, Les Paul, I have a question for you. I noticed that you at the beginning of you tuned your guitar at the beginning, you tuned it during every song, and you tuned it in between every song. But Mr. Segovia tuned his guitar one time at the beginning of the show, and that was all. What's up with that?" And Les Paul said, "Well, obviously, Mr. Segovia here just doesn't give a shit." For that to be a true story about probably the two greatest of guitarists, I mean, maybe if Django Reinhardt had been there, he could have given him back. But anyway, like I said, it's obvious that Andre Segovia doesn't give a shit about the guitar, isn't it? That's obvious to everybody, I guess. But did you get in tune? He got in tune.
This song I wrote at my kitchen table one day in my big, beautiful, very extremely complicated big brother. Yeah. Phil was gracious enough to sing it. And then several years after Phil sang it, the then reigning king of Zydeco accordion, Mr. Buckwheat Zydeco, recorded this song. And after Buckwheat recorded the song, it became a standard down there, east of Houston, west of Baton Rouge, down there in Zydeco country, and all the bar bands started doing this song. And it became a Zydeco standard. And when I meet current practitioners of the art form, like C.J. Chenier, Dino Delafosse, yeah, I wrote that song. No, you didn't write that. Yeah, no, I did. I did. No, you didn't write that song. So right now, I'd like to do the only Zydeco standard ever written, to my knowledge, in Downey, California. like folks say, I gotta go, Marie, my hoe.
Hey, pretty girl, don't you understand that I just want to be another man, Marie, Marie.
Playing guitar on the back porch, I'm leaving my car. I say, so sad, Marie, Marie.
Marie, Marie, playing guitar on the back porch of the car.
I say, so say, Marie, Marie.
Round and round.
someday this old highway's gotta come to an end.
But I know when it does, you're gonna be my friend.
Yes, sir. So I'm leaving tonight, people. I'm down in Lubbock Pass.
Yes, I'm leaving tonight. I'm Lubbock to Downey bound.
Chris Miller, Lisa Pankratz, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, I'm Phil Alvin's little brother. I hope to God you guys had a good time. Thank you for coming out early, and we'll see you down the road, hopefully.